Chapter 15. In the Teresian Aeacid to do the Crolians themselves, calling them traitors to their country, betrayers of their mother, serpents harbored in the bosom, who bite, sting and hiss at the hand that succored them. And in short the enmity grew so violent, that from hence proceeded one of the subtlest, foolishest, deep, shallow contrivances and plots, that ever was hatched, or set on foot by any party of men in the whole moon, at least who pretended to any brains, or to half a degree of common understanding. There had always been dislikes and distastes between even the most moderate Salianarians and the Crolians, as I have noted in the beginning of this relation, and these were derived from dissenting in opinions of religion, ancient feuds, private interest, education, and the like, and the Salianarians had frequently, on pretense of securing the government, made laws to exclude the Crolians from any part of the administration, unless they submitted to some religious tests and ceremonies which were prescribed them. Now as the keeping them out of offices was more the design than the conversion of the Crolians to the Salianarian Church, the Crolians, at least many of them, submitted to the test, and frequently conformed to qualify themselves for public employments. The most moderate of the Salianarians were in their opinion against this practice, and the high men taking advantage of them, drew them in to concur in making a law with, yet more severity against them, effectually to keep them out of employment. The low Salianarians were easy to be drawn into this project, as it was only a confirming former laws of their own making, and all things run fair for the design. But as the high men had further ends in it than barely reducing the Crolians to conformity, they couched so many gross clauses into their law, that even the grandees of the Salianarians themselves could not comply with. Nay, even the patriarchs of the Salianarian Church declared against it, as tending to persecution and confusion. This disappointment then ragged the party, and that very rage entirely ruined their project. For now the nobility, the patriarchs, and all the wise men of the nation, joining together against these men of heat and fury, the queen began to see into their designs, and as she was of a most pious and peaceable temper, she conceived a just hatred of so wicked and barbarous a design, and immediately dismissed it from her council and favor the great scribe, and several others who were leaders in the design, to the great mortification of the whole party, and utter ruin of the intended law against the Crolians. Here I could not but observe, as I have done before in the case of the banished king, how impolitic these high Salianarian churchmen acted in all their proceedings, for had they contented themselves by little and little to have done their work, they had done it effectually, but pushing at extremities they overshot themselves, and ruined it all. For the grandees and patriarchs made but a few trifling objections at first, nay and came off, and yielded some of them too, and if these would have consented to have parted with some clauses which they have willingly left out since, they had it passed, but these were as hot men always are, too eager and sure of their game, they thought all was their own, and so they lost themselves. If they railed at the low Salianarian churchmen before, they doubled their clamors at them now, all the patriarchs, and all the nobility and grandees, nay even the queen herself came under their censure, and everybody who was not of their mind, were Priestarians and Crolians. As this rage of theirs was implacable, so, as I hinted before, it drove them into another subdivision of parties, and now began the mysterious plot, to be laid which I mentioned before, for the Cortes being summoned, and the law being proposed, some of these high Salianarians appeared in confederacy with the Crolians, in perfect confederacy with them, a thing nobody would have imagined could ever have been brought to pass. Now as these sorts of plots must always be carried very nicely, so these high gentlemen who confederated with the Crolians, having, to spite the other, resolveth effectually to prevent the passing the law against the qualification of the Crolians. It was not their business immediately to declare themselves against it as a law, but by still loading it with some extravagance or other, and pushing it on to some intolerable extreme, secure its miscarriage. In the managing this plot, one of their authors was specially employed, and that all that was really true of the Crolian dissenters might be ridiculed, his work was to draw monstrous pictures of them, which nobody could believe. This took immediately, for now people began to look at their shoes to see if they were not cloven-footed as they went along streets, and at last finding they were really shepherd like the rest of the lunar inhabitants, they went back to the author, who was a learned member of a certain seminary, or brotherhood of the Salianarian clergy, and inquired if he were not mad, distracted, and raving, or moon-blind, and in want of the thinking engine. But finding all things right there, and that he was in his senses, especially in a morning, when he was a little free from, and see that he was a good, honest, jolly, Salianarian priest, and no room could be found for an objection there. Upon all these searches it presently appeared, and all men concluded it was a mere fanatic Crolian plot, that this high party of all were but pretenders, and mere traitors to the true high Salianarian churchmen, that wearing the same cloth had herded among them in disguise, only to wheedle them into such wild extravagancies as must of necessity confuse their counsels, expose their persons, and ruin their cause. According to the like practice, put upon their Abragrasian prince, and of which I have spoken before. And since I am upon the detection of this most refined practice, I crave leave to descend to some particular instances, which will the better evince the truth of this matter, and make it appear that either this was really a Crolian plot, or else all these people were perfectly distracted. And as their wits in that lunar world are much higher strained than ours, so their lunacy, where it happens, must according to the rules of mathematical nature, bear an extreme equal in proportion. This college fury of a man was the first on whom this useful discovery was made, and having writ several learned tracts wherein he invited the people to murder and destroy all the Crolians, branded all the Salianarian patriarchs, clergy, and gentry that would not come into his proposal, with the name of cowards, traitors, and betrayers of lunar religion, having beat the conchinazimer at a great assembly of the cadres, or judges, and told them all the Crolians were devils, and they were all perjured, that did not use them as such. He carried on matters so dexterously, and with such surprising success, that he filled even the Salianarians themselves with horror at his proposals. And as I happened to be in one of their public halls, where all such writings as are new are laid a certa in time to be read by every comer, I saw a little knot of men round a table, where one was reading this book. There were two Salianarian high priests in their proper vestments, one privy councillor of the state, one other nobleman, and one who had in his hat a token, to signify that he possessed one of the fine feathers of the Consolidator, of which I have given the description already. The book being read by one of the habited priests, he starts up with some warmth. "By the moon," says he, "I have found this fellow out. He is certainly a Crolian, a mere priestarian Crolian, and has crept into our church only in disguise, for 'tis certain all this is but mere banter and irony to expose us, and to ridicule the Salianarian interest." The privy councillor took it presently. "Whether he is a Crolian or no," says he, "I cannot tell, but he has certainly done the Crolians so much service, that if they had heard him to act for them, they could not have deserted he should serve them better." "Truly," says the man of the feather, "I was always for pulling down the Crolians, for I thought them dangerous to the state. But this man has brought the matter nearer to my view, and shown me what destroying them is, for he put me upon examining the consequences, and now I find it would be lopping off the limbs of the government, and laying it at the mercy of the enemy, that they might lop off its head. I assure you he has done the Kroleans great service, for whereas abundance of our men of the feather were for routing the Kroleans, they lately fell down to 134 thereabouts. All this confirmed the first man's opinion, that he was a Kroleon in disguise, or an emissary employed by them to ruin the project of their enemies. For these Kroleons are damned cunning people in their way, and they have money enough to engage hirelings to their side. Another party concerned in this plot was an old cast-out Salianarian priest, who, though professing himself a Salianarian, was turned out for adhering to the Abragrasian king, a mighty stickler for the doctrine of absolute subjection. This man draws the most monstrous picture of a Kroleon that could be invented. He put him in a wolf's skin with long ass's ears, and hung him all over full of associations, massacres, persecutions, rebellions, and blood. Here the people began to stare again, and a Kroleon could not go along the street, but they were always looking for the long ears, the wolf's claws, and the like, till at last nothing of these things appearing, but the Kroleons looking and acting like other folks, they begun to examine the matter, and found this was a mere Kroleon plot too, and this man was heard to run these extravagant lengths to point out the right meaning. The discovery being made, people ever since understand him that, when he talks of the dissenters' associations, murders, persecutions, and the like, he means that his readers should look back to the murders, oppressions, and persecutions they had suffered for several past years, and the associations that were now forming, to bring them into the same condition again. From this famous author I could not but proceed to observe the farther progress of this most refined piece of cunning, among the very great ones, grandees, feathers, and consolidators of the country. For these cunning Kroleons managed their intrigues so nicely, that they brought about a famous division even among the high Salianarian party themselves. And whereas the law of qualification was revived again, and in great danger of being completed, these subtle Kroleons brought over 134 of the feathers, in the famous consolidator, to be of their side, and to contrive the utter destruction of it. And thus fell the design which the high Salianarian churchmen had laid for the ruin of the Kroleon's interest, by their own friends first joining in all the extremes they had proposed, and then pushing it so much farther, and to such mad periods, that the very highest of them stood amazed at the design, startled, flew back and made a full stop. They were willing to ruin the Kroleons, but they were not willing to ruin the whole nation. The more these men began to consider, the more furiously these plotters carried on their extravagances. At last they made a general push at a thing in which they knew, if the other high men joined, they must throw all into confusion, bring a foreign enemy on their backs, unravel all the thread of the war, fight all their victories back again, and involve the whole nation in blood and confusion. They knew well enough that most of the high men would hesitate at this. They knew if they did not, the grandees and patriarchs would reject it, and so they planned the surest game to blast and overthrow this law that could possibly be planned. If any man in the whole world in the moon will pretend this was not a plot, a Kroleon design, a mere conspiracy to destroy the law, let him tell me for what other end could these men offer such extremes as they needs, must know would meet with immediate opposition, things that they knew all the honest men, all the grandees, all the patriarchs, and almost all the feathers would oppose. From hence all the men of any foresight brought it to this pass, as is before noted, that either these 134 were fools or madmen, or that it was a fanatic Kroleon plot and conspiracy to ruin the making this law, which the rest of the Salianarian churchmen were very forward to carry on. I heard indeed some men argue that this could not be. The breach was too wide between the Crolians and these gentlemen ever to come to such an agreement. But the wiser heads who argued the other way always brought them, as is noted above, to this pinch of argument, that either it must be so, be a fanatic Crolian plot, or else the men of Fury were all fools, madmen, and fitter for an hospital than a state house or a pulpit. It must be allowed, these Crolians were cunning people, thus to wheedle in these high-flying Salianarians, to break the neck of their dear project. But upon the whole, for aught I could see, whether it went one way or t'other, all the nation esteemed the other people fools, fools of the most extraordinary size in all the moon, for either way they pulled down what they had been many years a-building. I cannot say that this was in kindness to the Crolians, but in mere malice to the low Salianarian party, who had the government in their hands, for malice always carries men on to monstrous extremes. Some indeed have thought it hard to call this a plot, and a confederacy with the Crolians. But I cannot but think it the kindest thing that can be said of them, and that 'tis impossible those people who push it at some imaginary things in that law could but be in a plot as aforesaid, or be perfectly lunatic, downright madmen, or traitors to their country, and let them choose which character they like. I cannot in charity but spare them their honesty and their senses, and attribute it all to their policy. When I had understood all things at large, and found the exceeding depth of the design, I must confess the discovery of these things was very diverting, and the more so, when I made the proper reflections upon the analogy there seemed to be between these Salianarian high churchmen in the moon, and ours here in England. Our high churchmen are no more to compare to these than the 134 are to the consolidators. Ours can plot now, and then a little among themselves, but then 'tis all gross and plain sailing, downright taking arms, calling in foreign forces, assassinations and the like, but these are nothing to the more exquisite heads in the moon, for they have the subtlest ways with them that ever were heard of. They can make war with a prince, on purpose to bring him to the crown, fit out vast navies against him, that he may have the more leisure to take their merchant men, make descents upon him, on purpose to come home and do nothing. If they have a mind to a sea fight, they carefully send out admirals, that care not to come within half a mile of the enemy, that coming off safe they may have the boasting part of the victory, and the beaten part both together. 'Twould be endless to call over the roll of their sublime politics. They damn moderation in order to peace and union, set the house on fire to save it from desolation, plunder to avoid persecution, and consolidate things in order to their more immediate dissolution. Had our high churchmen been masters of these excellent arts, they had long ago brought their designs to pass. The exquisite plot of these high Salianarians answered the Crolians' end, for it broke all their enemies' measures. The law vanished, the grandees could hardly be persuaded to read it, and when it was proposed to be read again, they hissed at it, and threw it by with contempt. Nor was this all, for it not only lost them their design, as to this law, but it also absolutely broke the party, and just as it was with Adam and Eve, as soon as they sinned they quarreled, and fell out with one another. So, as soon as things came to this height, the party fell out one among another, and even the high men themselves were divided. Some were for consolidating, and some not for consolidating, some were for tacking, and some not for tacking, as Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.